safe. And the title of my sermon this morning is, We're Strong Tower Baptist Church. We're Strong Tower Baptist Church. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this church, Lord. Thank you just for all the many blessings you've given us over the last few years here to have this church here, Lord. Please help me now just to preach this message that you've laid on my heart, Lord. Just to preach it clearly and boldly to everyone here, Lord. And help me to have just be full of your spirit and for everyone here to have attentive ears. In Jesus' name, pray this. Amen. Amen. Okay, so in case you're a bit confused, let me explain to you again what's happened. I don't know if everyone's fully aware of this, so sorry if I bore some of you that are. So it was back in September of 2020 that Pastor Thompson of Shaw Foundation Baptist Church got in contact with me. We were a soul winning group here, and some of us were dotted around, but there was a bit of a kind of an amount building in sort of the south of the UK, and we were out soul winning and doing stuff sort of regularly and meeting up, and he got in contact with me about the thoughts, what thoughts I had of maybe leading a satellite church for him here. He wanted to make us into his Shaw Foundation satellite church. So we started talking, and he started training me for it. And obviously I was like, yes, please, we need a church. It's something we'd all been desperate for a long time. And up until that point, I couldn't really see a good way of it happening. I thought if someone gets sent over here, they're probably just going to get deported, right? If they're going to preach the whole counsel of God. I remember I'd emailed churches and said, do you have anyone maybe with dual citizenship there? Maybe anyone, you got any British nationals there that are, up for the ministry? And the answer was kind of a flat no. Then I thought, well, maybe I'll go out there and find a way of getting out there and getting involved with the church and seeing if maybe, I could get ready to do that. Well, in the meantime, Pastor Thompson had better ideas, and he started training me up. That was in September 2020. And then in January 2021, we started doing basically weekly Saturday meetings whilst trying to perfect the church service and everything to become that church. Many of us were still trying to go to kind of what we considered to still qualify as churches around the nation. And then the one that myself and my family were at with a few others ended up just eventually preaching full on repent of your sins, having claimed you didn't believe that, and at that point I said to Pastor Thompson, right, we've kind of this church done. He said, well, I think you're ready, I think you're ready to become our satellite church. So it was actually 14th of February 2021 that we became Shaw Foundation Baptist Church UK, and that was our first service, and I was the satellite leader at that point. This, if anyone has managed to forget it, because a lot of people, I think, with post-traumatic stress have, that was during all the COVID stuff, yeah. That was when people couldn't come in and out of the country. That was when you weren't meant to be going out and all that stuff. So we couldn't get Pastor Thompson over here at this point. However, then in the, I think it was the August or September of that year, we managed to get him over here. He had to quarantine at my house, which kind of worked out great, because otherwise he would have been in. I remember when he originally had the plans, I was looking for him to stay somewhere, looking at hotels. And then it got to the point where he had to quarantine for a minimum 5 to 6 days before having these negative tests to be able to then, not have to stay within the confines of a home. And he came and stayed at our house. And obviously, we were a little bit nervous. I think he was a bit nervous as well. We're like, what if like we just really don't get on and it's a bit of a nightmare? And the way it was, I had a home where it just kind of had this slightly separate kind of office type room that we could put him up in, with kind of a toilet that they could kind of use separately and stuff. And it worked great, and in the end, we had a great time and we really got on, got to know each other well, and over subsequent visits and trips as well. So that was a great thing, because he kind of got to know me, and not, people can put on an act, but it's different when they're living amongst you and your family and stuff. They just get to know you properly. And we had Pastor Thompson with us. He came to visit. He ordained me as an evangelist. We continued as a satellite church. Then for what ended up being over 2.5 years, so we started in February, and really we started in January practicing. And then what's just happened is, in case you weren't here, last Sunday, Pastor Thompson ordained me as a pastor. And the way our churches do things, the way New Independent Fundamental Baptist Churches, which it's not, we're like this special type of church. We're just a Bible-believing, Bible-following church, right? And we believe that biblically a church should be an independent church. Now, however, in the meantime, we were under him as an independent church. He was our independent church pastor, but we were a satellite church. We're now an independent church, hence the name change. We're now Strong Tower Baptist Church. Now, look, Pastor Thompson is still going to be a great friend. I'm still going to see him. You know, I'll always see him as a pastor figure to me. However, we are now independent. I'm now a pastor. We are now Strong Tower Baptist Church. You might be sitting there going, well, why Strong Tower then, Brother Ian? Because, you know, we were Shore Foundation. What made you choose Strong Tower? Is it because it sounds a bit cool? A bit alpha? It's got the word strong in it at least, hasn't it? Well, slightly. Partly, but it's because I believe that the name epitomises our church now and also my vision for this church in the future. Okay, so for me, that name really does it. And it's something that I made note of that name, I don't know, it's probably about a year ago now. I've had it just sitting at the bottom of this little word file I've had with like sermon ideas in it. Every time I scroll down to see like the most recent verse I've kind of grabbed when in my Bible reading and thought I might preach on that at some point, I just keep seeing Strong Tower Baptist Church, Strong Tower Baptist Church. And it really does. And why? Well, we are a tower in a nation of tumbled down ruins, aren't we? Okay, this church is a tower in a nation of basically ruins. You look on the front of your bulletin and you've got this strong tower there and around it are ruins. Ruins of a previous castle, but still standing is a strong tower. And that's how I kind of feel that this church is. We have all sorts of just sadly the ruins of previous churches in this nation. And then out of nowhere has just sprung up this strong tower. This tower of people going out and preaching the gospel, sitting here and being a part of a church, preaching the whole counsel of God, preaching stuff which sometimes hurts, right? Preaching messages that could be hairy, preaching messages that challenges you, preaching things which a lot of people won't want to sit and listen to, and we're becoming this big, strong tower in a nation of ruins. I've been to a few castle ruins over the last couple of weeks, and you're looking at these walls, and you're looking at these ruins, and when you go, why have you been going to castle ruins? Because I had two American pastors here, right, and their families. They love this stuff. They want to see castles. They want to see palaces. They want to see, you know, stuff which basically they don't have there. Because these castles are older than their nation, much older than their nation. The one in the front of your bulletin there is nearly 1,000 years old. And just to put that into perspective, you know, and you're still seeing the ruins there. And you're looking at these ruins and you're trying to imagine in your mind what might have been, how they might have lived in this castle, and you know, and you're trying to picture bits, and a lot of the time they'll have sort of they'll, you know, on these national trusts, I think they call them sort of little, they have these little plaques sort of things, you know, where they kind of have a little picture of what might have been and things like that, and they've done a bit of excavation, historical stuff, and they've got an idea of what it is. And it's kind of like that with this nation, really, with the churches. You're kind of just thinking what maybe might have been in the past. Maybe what could have been, maybe what used to happen in those churches, it sure ain't happening now. They're ruins. All you can do is imagine, right? Just imagine what might have been with the King James Bible. I mean, this is the nation where the King James Bible came from. And believe me, you might go, oh, yeah, well, you know, you get these like weird people are like, there's no such thing as salvation before the NIFB or something like that. No, there was, yeah. I'm sure there were some great churches in this nation. And do you know what? Do you know what the greatest churches in this nation, you wouldn't have ever heard of them. You'll never hear about them. You'll hear about the false prophets. You'll hear about the Spurgeons. You'll hear about all the other guys that were friendly with the world. But like you hear about Billy Graham, right? Billy Balaam. But you won't hear about in the future. You won't be hearing about Pastor Roger Jimenez, Pastor Stephen Anderson, other pastors who have led soul-winning crusades and other things like that. And it's the same in the past here. Now, we might not hear about them, but I'll tell you what. The gospel went out from this nation. More missionaries, I think, were sent out from the UK with the King James Bible than anywhere else. People have gone out with the word of God, and you know where they were being sent out from? Churches. Strong towers of churches. In a nation where, look, you know, there's been some religious battles over the years here, right? There are probably people fearing their lives at many periods in history in this nation. And now you look at these places, you look at, I have a church near where I used to live, and this building, again, probably 1,000 years old or something, Ainsford Baptist Church, beautiful old building. For some reason, they bury their dead around the side of the building, which is never a good sign, right? But this old graveyard, you're looking at all these old stones, and you're looking at this building, and you're just thinking, I wonder what might have been in that church. I wonder how many hundreds of years ago, whether they were actually going out and actually preaching the gospel out of there. Whether they were banging the pulpit and preaching hard and preaching the truth. And I reckon they probably were. And I reckon a lot of places probably were, but now they're just ruins. Yeah, and you know what? It's not just in the UK. It's the same across Europe, isn't it? Europe, which is on the whole a spiritual wasteland. What do you see out there? Just, again, a few old IFB churches here and there, if they haven't slipped into being taken over by the Repent of Your Sins mob, it seems like they're on the way there. Yeah, there's a few out there. There's a few maybe still out soul winning, but there's very few. However, a tower has been built in England. But it's not just any old tower here, okay? It's not just that we built a tower. It's not just some pop-up tower. It's not some dodgy leaning tower like in Pisa, okay? It's not that sort of tower either. No, this tower is built upon a sure foundation. Come on, you like that, right? It's built upon a sure foundation. It's a strong tower, okay? It's a strong tower. We're Strong Tower Baptist Church. Look at Proverbs 18 and verse 10. Verse 10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." And I'm going to give you three reasons today why we are Strong Tower Baptist Church. So look, this is a bit of a basic sermon, but hopefully it's a sermon that you'll be able to really understand why we are Strong Tower Baptist Church and why we'll continue to be Strong Tower Baptist Church. The title is, "We're Strong Tower Baptist Church." And number one, because we're God's church. We're Strong Tower Baptist Church because we're God's church. Look at Proverbs 18 and verse 10. It says at the beginning, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower." Now, yes, we're an independent church, but we're not independent of the Lord. We're independent of a denomination. Okay, we're not a denomination. We're Baptists. We're an independent fundamental Baptist church. We ain't no denomination. We don't have some hierarchy up there telling us what we can and can't preach. Telling us what we can and can't do. Okay, we don't have people going, "Yeah, well, you've got to do things this way because the boss up there tells you you've got to do that. If you want to carry on receiving money and receiving all the stuff that they do to pull you into that, you better do as we say." No, we're an independent church. We're independent of that. We're independent of a union. We ain't going to get pulled into some, like for example, the Baptist Union of Great Britain, churches together. And it's the same thing. You want to carry on getting money? You better toe the line. Your pastor better be trained up by the Baptist Union. I mean, what is that about? What is that? And if they're not, they have to go and do supplementary training to become a Baptist Union recognised pastor. Shall I tell you what they're being trained in? Heresy. Yeah. Damnable heresy. Fellowship of Independent Evangelical Churches. And I'm just choosing the ones that at least some people from the outset go, it seems like they might have the gospel. They seem to be Bible following. Same stuff. You have to adhere to all their junk. You have to adhere to their equal nonsense and bring the homos in and everything else. I was at an independent evangelical church, which was part of the Fellowship of Independent Evangelical Churches, when I was first saved. And I met this church, this guy saying to me, basically, part of his ministry is welcoming basically ex-perverts who have been in prison into the churches and finding the right fit church for them without anyone knowing. So these churches, they're just bringing in all these perverts, all these abusers from prison who claim to have got saved and bring them into churches because their policy is, well, we've got to give them a second chance. No, they're reprobates. They're not welcoming our sort of church because we're an independent church. We don't have to do what our paymasters tell us to do, right? We're independent of some elders or deacons telling me what I can and can't preach. We don't have that. We don't have a group that are there kind of like the real boss. And they tell me what I can and can't do while they kind of sort it out between themselves. No, no, no. We're independent of all of that. But we're not independent of the Lord. Okay? We're not independent of God. We're Strong Tower Baptist Church because he's the boss and he is that strong tower. He's the boss. He's the strong tower. Proverbs 18:10 said, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower." Now turn to Psalm 18. See, his name is not only a strong, impregnable tower when it comes to salvation. That's obvious, right? Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." But it's also a strong tower in all areas of life. Okay? He's a strong tower in every area of your life, if you're saved. Psalm 18, you've turned to in verse 1. It's a psalm of David to the chief musician, the psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spake unto the Lord the words of this song in a day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, "I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. He said that he's his strength, his rock, his fortress, his deliverer, his strength, his buckler, his high tower. But you need to be near to God to call on his name, don't you? You need to be near to him to be able to call him all those things in your Christian life. And where's nearer than being in his house? And here, specifically in his tower, right? You want to call God all those things? He is the high tower, but if you want to call him your high tower, you need to be in his house. You need to be in his high tower, right? You need to be in his strong tower. He said in verse 3, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Is he not worthy to be praised? He's worthy to be praised, isn't he? But you ain't praising him at the Catholic Church, are you? Yeah? Anyone think they're praising God? They're praising the God of the Bible at the Catholic Church? No. They're praising a false God. It's an idol. It's a fake God. Same at the C of E Church, which is very similar to the Catholic Church. It's a false God. It's a God where you can only go to heaven if you follow the amount of commandments they've decided that particular church that you have to follow. The Pentecostal Church, same thing. It ain't worshipping the God of the Bible. It's a false God. It's usually a repent of your sins God, or a God where you can lose your salvation God. That ain't the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible paid for all your sins, past, present and future. The repent of your sins Baptist Church is not the same God. And look, if you can find a church where they've got the gospel right, great. But we have people around this nation that are making do at false church. That's not a church. Please find one that is a church. Great. You don't have to come here. But you ain't making do at a church that doesn't believe the gospel. That ain't a church. It's a false God. It's a false God that says you've got to repent of all your sins to get saved. That ain't the God of the Bible. But we don't just want to tick the box here, okay? We don't just want to scrape by as a church. We don't just want to go, well, we got the gospel right. And we got the King James Bible and we kind of do a little amount of soul winning or something like that. And that's kind of for us a tick box. If you want to call it a church, it needs to have the King James Bible, doesn't it? If it's a pillar and ground of the truth, it has to have the King James Bible. It has to have the gospel right. Like I said, otherwise it ain't a church, it's a false God. It's a false church. And it has to be some form, some element. What's the point of a church to go out and reach the lost? There has to be that as well. But we're not just a box-ticking church here. We're Strong Tower Baptist Church because we're God's church. Because we're God's church. Show them Mark chapter 16. That means that we have to do things here as close to how he wants them done as we possibly can. So when God says do it this way, we do it this way. When he says do it that way, we do it that way, right? And sometimes it's clear as day in the Bible which way to do it, isn't it? And when it's clear as day, if you ain't doing that, are you really God's church? In Mark 16:15, he told his disciples to go and preach the gospel. And by the way, are we not his disciples? We're his disciples here, aren't we? Okay, so if you're a disciple and if going to church is part of being a disciple, he's talking to you here in this verse. And he said in Mark 16 and verse 15, it says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, I want to point out a few words in this verse, okay, just to remind you. I know this is old hat for some of you, but it could be a good reminder somewhere. He did say go, didn't he? He did say go. He didn't say stay. He didn't say wait. He didn't say welcome them in. He said go, because we're to go out and preach the gospel, aren't we? Okay, point number one is go there. Point number two, he did say all the world, didn't he? He didn't say go ye into some of the world. He didn't say go to just the poor areas, because there are some people that borderline refuse to soul win. And we've had people like that here in the past where they just don't want to go anywhere where it's not like ultra receptive to chalk up numbers, right? But he said go into all the world. And look, for us, all the world that we can affect right now is the local area, isn't it? We're going to preach to every door for that reason. But it's also not just the rich areas, because you get churches that only want to preach to the rich, because then they're going to get like the big donation, the big tithers in. No, no, we just want to preach to everyone, right? We want to preach to everyone. And obviously when we go on soul winning marathons, we're going to go for receptive areas. But when it comes to local to the church, we're going to preach to everyone, all the world. And for us, we can affect our local area. And he did say, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He said, preach it, didn't he? He didn't say, give out the gospel. And look, it's great that we can leave a video where the gospel's being preached, but we want to try and preach the gospel. Okay, don't get to the point where you're just like, well, just take one of these. Oh, okay, you know, we want to try where possible to give them the opportunity to hear you preach gospel to them live, right? Not just put in invites through the door. Not just go ye into all the world and kind of, you know, give them a few verses and leave. No, preach the gospel. Amen. We want to encourage them to want to hear the gospel. And he said, every creature. And let me tell you a good way of doing that near your church. And a little bit of this, because we have some online listeners. We have some guys that are abroad that can't make it all the time. But I want to encourage them this. Is, do you know how we get every creature in our local area? We knock doors. We knock doors how the Bible tells us to. We knock doors because there are those who will say things like, well, door knocking doesn't work in this country. Sorry, is that what the Bible says? I ain't seen that. Acts 5:42 said, and daily in the temple and in every house they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Do you know that not every creature goes to parks? Did you know that? A lot of creatures don't go to parks. I used to try and always avoid going to the park. I used to just hate taking my kids to the park. You know, it's like anywhere else. Wife would be like, why don't you just take it to the park? Oh, man, it's just like a terrible. Get backache watching them like doing stuff, you know. But look, a lot of people don't go to the park. A lot of people aren't just wandering up and down the streets. Do you know how we try and reach every creature? By knocking every door. Now, look, you might be somewhere where it's not so easy to get into place. I understand that. But you know what? There are a lot of doors that you can knock. And I think often it's an excuse. And look, sure, preach to some people in the park, son. Preach to people in the street, in the highways and hedges as well, right? But it was daily in the temple and in every house, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. If we're going to reach every creature, if you want to be a, if you want to be a soul-winning group and eventually get to the point of being a church, you need to start knocking doors. Okay, and I know it could be scary for some, and it could be a bit weird. You think, well, here, they're going to be upset. Look, you're coming with the good news. You're coming with the gospel, aren't you? Knock the doors. Knock the doors. Sure, do the parks as well if you want, but knock the doors, right? Turn to 2 Timothy 4. When a pastor, Timothy, is commanded to do something in his church. We're Strong Tower Baptist Church because we're God's church. And God, through Paul, commanded Timothy and all pastors this. He said in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 1, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. He said preach the word, didn't he? Preach the word. That's why this isn't a university style lecture. For those of you that are disappointed that I don't have the whiteboard out. I ain't getting a whiteboard out. I'm not standing here pointing at things, making you feel like you're so intellectual. Oh, well, we've come to the intellectual church. You know, because we're a bit cleverer than all those people that just like hear that preach stuff. No, we're told to preach the word. Preach it. Not just stand here and do kind of studies and try and make everyone feel very wise. Everything else. No, we're told to preach the word. Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. He did say preach the word, though, didn't he? He didn't say preach Charles Spurgeon. He didn't say preach Calvin's words, that wicked, damnable heretic. Did he? He said preach the word. That's why we preach the King James Bible here. He didn't say preach the church father's words. You ever heard people come out with this stuff before? Well, I like to go back to see what the early church fathers said. How about what God said? How about what God said, not what the church fathers said? We're told to preach the word, so we preach the word. And the word in English is the King James Bible, isn't it? Amen. That's the word. That's why we'll always preach the word here. That's why we're Strong Tower Baptist. That's one of the reasons we're a strong tower in this nation, because we preach the word. Amen. The word. And that means that we're all of us, are going to get reproved, rebuked, and exhorted, which is, you could say, encouraged. All of us. All of us. Look, I had an hour sermon with the pastor literally pointing at me and preaching at me on my ordination. And you know what? I loved it. Yeah. And you know what? I loved it and it convicted me. He even left his sermon notes at my house for me to go through and remind myself what's expected of me as a pastor here. I don't know if he did it on purpose or not. I just like to sit in his bedroom. I think he did. Okay? And too right. Yeah? And you know what? We need that, don't we? And look, sometimes you're going to get your little feelings hurt, okay? Sometimes you're going to get your little toes trodden on. Sometimes you're going to be like, he's preaching at me. And you know what? If the cat fits, wear it. You know? And I like it. I think he was telling, Pastor Thompson was telling me that Pastor Shelley's new response to when people say, "Well, you preach at me," is like, "Yes, I was," then. You feel it? Great. If I didn't mean to, well, the Holy Spirit did, right? Okay? And look, we're going to get reproved, we're going to get rebuked, but we're going to get exhorted as well, okay? Every single one of us here. And you know what? It's not just our pastor preaching that. So look, every time I study the Bible app to preach sermons, every time I read it out, I'm getting reproved and rebuked as well, okay? Every single one of us, and you have to deal with it. You have to be strong to deal with it, right? But what are we? We're Strong Tower Baptist Church. Yeah, not easily offended Baptist, not Snowflake Baptist Church. Turn to Romans 12 to see why your church doesn't sound like the latest pop concert. We're God's church. And do you know what God doesn't want? Is us taking music tips from Satan's music industry. Fancy that. He didn't want us learning and training up with Satan's music industry. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Just your reasonable service. Verse 2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Let me tell you something, okay? God's good, acceptable and perfect will isn't that we turn his house into some sort of mosh pit. Okay, it's not that we turn his house into some sort of rap concert where we just start rapping along and like vaguely like mentioning Jesus at some point or other in the rap. You know, that's not, anyone think that's God's good and perfect will? Good, acceptable and perfect will. It's not that we take some sort of satanic music style and merge it with praise to God. Do you think that's God's will? Well, you know, it sounds exactly like the satanic music industry, but don't worry, because we're mentioning Jesus. Is that God's good, acceptable and perfect will? No, it's not. He said, "Be not conformed to this world." And you know what? More important than ever is in the house of God, isn't it? Why would we, right, we've got to get the drums in, the flashing lights, the electric guitar and all of that, and then we can sound like the world. He said, "Be not conformed to this world." Which is why we sing traditional hymns of the faith here. And it might not get into your flesh like the drum beats, like the bass lines, like all that other stuff, whatever your flavour of wickedness is. It might not. But you know what? It's not being conformed to this world. They're traditional hymns of the faith that the world ain't interested in. But you know what? It's pleasing to God, isn't it? We do it God's way. Go back to Proverbs 18. We're Strong Tower Baptist Church, number one, because we're God's church. Okay, we're God's church here. We're Strong Tower Baptist Church, number two, because we are the church. Number two, because we are the church. Proverbs 18:10 said, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." Who are the righteous? Are saved. If you put your faith in Jesus Christ, then his righteousness has been imputed unto you. That's why you're called the righteous. Not because you have sinless perfection. God looks down and sees Jesus Christ's sinless perfection, not yours. You don't have sinless perfection. Sorry to break it to you. And it's the righteous that make this a church. This church, like I said this morning in the announcements, this church would not exist without everyone else. All of you guys here. You are the church. Okay, turn to 1 Peter 2. The word church is interchangeable with congregation. It's not this building that's a strong tower. I know it's three stories. I think that probably impressed a few people, right? Okay. Or even though the top one's just, you know, a bit of a storage room, okay? But that's not what's a strong tower. You know, a steeple or a bell tower wouldn't make this church a strong tower. Okay. It's got nothing to do with the building, the shape of it, or any of that stuff. We're Strong Tower Baptist Church because of everyone here. Because of everyone that has run into it and stayed in it. We're Strong Tower Baptist Church because we are the church. 1 Peter 2 says, "To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." You are the stones that make this tower. Everyone here. But it's not just any old tower. It's a strong tower. You're the ones that are still here. Yeah, You're the stones that are still here that have made this the strong tower that it is. You're not the reject stones. You're not the ones that just we had to get rid of. Okay, you're not the stones that look like stones, but really they were more likely to blow the place up. They were sticks of dynamite. You're not the ticking time bombs that we've had here. You're still here, right? You're the strong stones. You're not the stones that were brittle and needed replacing. Because there were some that just weren't strong enough to be stones in here. It weren't that they were all ticking time bombs. There are people that come in and out of our church over the last few years that just were not strong enough to be a stone in a strong tower. You're not the stones that just couldn't fit in with the other stones. Because you were so just out there and you couldn't fit in here, no, you're strong stones that could take a battering. And look, you might, we haven't had the sodomites camped outside. Look, there have been a lot of batterings that have come here, though, from inside especially. You resisted the sledgehammer. You resisted the crowbar. You resisted the little bolster and the hammer just chipping away, chipping away, chipping away, chipping away. And there have been people here chipping away, haven't there? Whether they're inside or outside, with Strong Tower Baptist Church, because of everyone here, because we are the church. We are the church. If you're still here, then you successfully ran that gauntlet. You're tried and tested stones. You're winning that battle with the flesh, and you've resisted the devil's attempts to pull you out. Okay, you've resisted the flesh, because the flesh doesn't want to be in church. The flesh wants to find an excuse. Okay, that's one battle. That's a big battle. Look, a lot of Christians don't even, they can't even beat that battle in the first place to even get in a church. Because for them, it's like Sunday's rest day, Sunday's relax day, Sunday's super Sunday day, Sunday's family day, Sunday's hang around doing nothing day, Sunday's whatever day, Sunday's work day, I can get more money. Whatever it is, but you've resisted that battle. However, it's not just the flesh. You've resisted the devil's attempts to pull you out as well, haven't you? Because the devil has tried to pull every single person here out of church in one way or another. Some it's been subtle ways, some it's been direct ways. Some it's been indirect ways. There have been many ways. Now, the odd stone here and there can be replaced, but pull out or destroy enough in one go and the tower falls, doesn't it? And that's ultimately been the goal, hasn't it? And that was an attempt before to try and just cause a massive division and try their best to destroy the whole tower. We're here because of everyone here, because everyone here has resisted the various attacks. You're still sitting here. You've resisted. You are those strong stones. Yeah, I don't feel very strong, Bobby. You are strong. You're strong enough to be here. You're strong enough to be in that strong tower. We're Strong Tower Baptist Church because our church is strong. We have a core of hardened, battle-tested stones here. Okay, we've had our own battles here over a few years now, and we have a core here of stones that are still standing strong. Everyone here is continuing to stand tall and strong. We're standing on the King James Bible, aren't we? We're standing on soul winning. We're standing on biblical standards, aren't we, in this church? And we're standing on the pillar and ground of the truth, the New Testament church, God's church. Because people here know that God wants you in church. You need to stand on that church, right? And that's what you're doing. We are the church. Turn back to Proverbs 18. We're Strong Tower Baptist Church. Number one, because we're God's church. Number two, because we are the church. Number three, because we'll keep being that church. We will keep being Strong Tower Baptist Church. Verse 10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. We're not just Tower Baptist Church. Okay, we're Strong Tower Baptist Church because we will keep being that church. We're strong enough to survive. You will keep safe in this church. The righteous is present tense safe in that strong tower. You know why? Because that tower ain't going nowhere. Just like God ain't going nowhere if you're saved, we ain't going nowhere as God's church. Right. Hear that, all you haters out there. We ain't going nowhere. Amen. We ain't going nowhere. We're still here. Amen. You could try your best. You could try your stupid little attacks. You could try your stuff. We ain't going nowhere. That's right. We're still here. These sad, pathetic stalkers, which all they do is show that they're sad, pathetic stalkers. And do you know what they always do? They always revert to type. They try for however long to prove that they're just normal people, disgruntled, But they always do what all the rest of those sad, pathetic stalkers do. It's hilarious. I love it when I see these guys expose themselves. I'm like, great. Amen. You can show that everyone else that you are as wicked as I thought you were. You've shown it to everyone. Great. And they're just desperate, aren't they? Desperate to destroy us, or as a consolation, at least pull out someone, anyone. Just get someone out of here. Stop someone coming here. Just someone. Any way possible to do what? Affect God's work. That's really what it comes down to. I don't know. They're just so consumed with their hatred and bitterness and anger that it's like, they even know. I think they, or they at least won't accept that they're just being completely used by the devil to destroy, or at least attempt to destroy God's house. But they ain't going to do it. They ain't going to win because we're God's house. Because we're Strong Tower Baptist Church.
That's right.
Any way to limit the soul saved, whether it's by reducing the army, demoralizing the army, or at least if we could just distract the army. But you don't distract us. You just make me laugh and go, great, show everyone what you are. Keep it, keep going, great. Because all you're doing is making us stronger. And all you're doing is exposing yourself for the wicked devils you are. And these guys are 10 a penny, they're everywhere. All churches like ours deal with these idiots. They're hilarious. And do you know where you're safest from these people? Verse 10 said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The exact place these devils don't want you. They don't want you. We're Strong Tower Baptist Church because they won't destroy us. The only way is if we destroy ourselves. That's the only way. If we go out of God's way, out of God's will, we stop doing it his way. Turn to Psalm 61. But we're not going to do that. Okay, we're going to keep being that church. We'll keep being that safe place for God's people. Because you can't say that of most other legitimate churches in Europe, can you? Where the false prophets... Because you could go, oh, well, yeah, look, but this sounds a bit rough, man. They're trying to pull you out. There's all this stuff going on. We got people come in, come out, get kicked out. Yeah, the battle's here, right? But you know what? I've been to other churches where the false prophets roam unchecked. I mean, they're just... I mean, if he's not behind the pulpit... He's just roaming around trying to weaken you, trying to poison you, trying to pull you this way, that way, whisper all sorts of false doctrine. I mean, you don't even know what they believe at half these churches. You've got one guy's trying to whisper Calvinism. Another guy's trying to whisper that you've got to repent your sins to be saved. Another guy whispering something else. These places are a minefield, right? And by the way, it's not just those whispering damnable heresy either. I've seen various tactics over the years, okay? And not just here, in other churches as well, from sowing seeds of heresy to pushing and promoting just pure carnality, to scorning righteous behaviour, to extorting money out of vulnerable people in churches, to encouraging terrible parenting, even pushing terrible parenting, to even grooming of children. But we're not going to put up with that crap here, are we? We're not going to put up with that. We'll preach it. We'll kick people out. And we'll do our utmost to make this a safe place. Yeah. Okay? That's what we'll do. We'll do our utmost to make this a safe place. In Psalm 61, David shows us that being safe in that tower for the future means being in the house of God for the future. Okay? It's interchangeable, really. He says in verse 1, it says, to the chief musician upon Neginah, Psalm of David, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. That's why they want you out of church. They want you out in the open away from the safety. Okay, that's where they want you, out in the open where they can just get to you, attack you, weaken you, destroy your family or whatever else. He said, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. Forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. And we do that in the house of God. We do that in a strong tower, don't we? We sing praise unto his name forever. Now, yes, we still have to watch out for the Trojan horses. We still have to be sensible, have our eyes and ears open in the church. But outside is where they really want you. That's where they want you. Out in the wilderness, fending for yourself. without that protection that comes from the church, from the Strong Tower. That's why they want to destroy this church. But we're Strong Tower Baptist Church because we're here to stay. We're here to stay. We ain't going nowhere, and we ain't letting no one change us either. It's not just that we're not going anywhere, because any other attack, if they can't destroy you, is to change you. It's to stop you being that strong tower and turn you into that weak, soft tower. But we're going to keep being that church for generations to come. That's my goal for it. We're a strong tower. Okay, we're a strong tower because we're going to be here for a long time. That photo on that bulletin is a tower that's been there for 1,000 years. Everything else is crumbling and the tower stands. We'll keep being a family integrated church where the kids can grow up to fly that flag. Right? Because we want generations after this to keep flying the flag of Strong Tower Baptist Church, and they ain't going to fly the flag if they're in Sunday school every week. What are they're missing out on years of Bible learning, of getting stronger, of learning the Word of God, if they're out there painting pictures because it's easier for mummy and daddy. Matthew 19 and verse 14, you have to turn, it says, but Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And with that, we'll keep fending off the wolves that want to get to our kids. We'll keep fending them off, that want to discourage our kids. Okay? That want to find a way of putting our kids off, that want to find a way of getting to them, that want to find a way of weakening them, that want to find somewhere or other. We'll keep homeschooling our kids where possible, won't we? Because they want to look. People want to push. You don't need to do that. You don't look. Oh, isn't that hard work for you? Whatever else. So what? So what? We want to keep this tower strong, don't we? Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's why we'll keep them in this church. That's why we'll keep them in the services. That's why we'll keep preaching about training them up in the way they should go. Homeschool your kids where you can. And I know there are some that don't have that option, but most do. Okay, homeschool them. Get them in church. Make sure they're in church. Bring them to church. Okay, look, there's no like, oh, well, yeah, but now they're a teenager. Get it, even more important, get them in church. 3 to 5. Why would you not? We need to train them up in the way they should go. Okay, otherwise this church will eventually crumble. The kids are the future, aren't they? And kids are the future of this church. But it's not just the kids. It's others. It's bringing people in. It's being welcoming to people when they come in. It's trying to also give people the benefit of the doubt when they come in, to be able to give them the chance to train up and be the future of this church as well. We won't be compromising as the years go by. We won't go soft as the years go by, will we? We won't hand the reins over in the future to some soft little liberal compromiser. Oh, well, that's a bit more modern now. You know, he's a bit more in with the youngsters, with the times, you know, with his skinny jeans and with his whatever. No. No, we'll find some old time guy to take over in the future when I'm too old to do this. And if I can't find one, I'll keep preaching until I'm 90 odd. Till I can find someone who's old school, right? Who's going to do it in the old time religion way. Because we ain't going to know. We're going to keep being Strong Tower Baptist Church. We're not conforming to the times, are we? We're Strong Tower Baptist Church because we'll keep being that church. And do you know what we're going to do as well? We're not just going to be one Strong Tower Baptist Church. My goal, my plan, I want to plant more churches. Amen. More churches in the UK, more churches in Europe. More towers, more strong towers, right? But we need everyone on board. We need everyone to be strong. We need everyone to be behind it, right? Proverbs 18:10 said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. We're Strong Tower Baptist Church because we're God's church, because we are the church, because we'll keep being that church. We'll keep being that church. But for all of that to happen, we need everyone to be a big part of it. Okay, it's everyone's responsibility to keep being that church. On that, let's finish in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for Oh, Lord, this church, thank you for all the many things you've given us over the years to make this happen. Lord, thank you for all the people here, all the people that are those strong stones in this strong tower, Lord, that are the reason we're still here. Lord, thank you for giving us those strong people, those people that have been able to withstand the battering, people that have been able to just persevere, to win against the flesh, to win against the devil, to be able to still be here, still be in church, still serving you. Still out soul winning, Lord. Still knocking doors. Still listening to the preaching. Lord, we thank you for everyone here that's part of that. We pray that you just bless us with more strong stones, Lord. Help us to make those stones that maybe aren't quite of, you know, strong enough, to make them strong, Lord. Help us to encourage people, to get people just in the things of God, Lord, to get people to just be serving you and want to serve you and want to be part of a great church, Lord. Help us to plant future churches that are also strong towers, not to do it in a rash way, to do it in the right way, in a sensible way, Lord, and help us to just keep having that opportunity to be your church in the UK, Lord. And we thank you for everything you've done for us. We love you, Lord. We pray that you just bless our soul winning this afternoon as well, and help us all but get back for the evening service. In Jesus' name, pray all of this.